Mystery remains following shocking Oxford art heists. When thieves rode a cherry picker up to the Louvre's facade at the weekend, forced a window, smashed display cases, and fled with priceless Napoleonic jewels, it brought memories of Oxford's own major art heists. On New Year's Eve 1999, people in the city celebrating the new millennium, thieves broke in the roof of the Ashmolean and stole a £3 million Cézanne painting. Auvers-sur-Oise has never been recovered, and the FBI has the theft on top of its 10 list of art crimes. It is thought the painting would now be worth £10 million. The thief may have used a smoke grenade and electric fan to fill the gallery with smoke and avoid being identified by the security cameras. By the time the firefighters and the police had been alerted, the thief had disappeared amongst the New Year revelers. They brought with them a small bag that contained a scalpel, tape, gloves, and a small fan. They used the fan to blow the smoke around, which was very effective. While the art theft at the Ashmolean is one that everyone thinks of first, there have been a much more dramatic recent art heist. On March the 14th, 2020, about 11 p.m, thieves stole three valuable paintings from Christchurch Picture Gallery. Using ladders stolen from the meadows, they climbed onto the roof of the gallery near the College Canterbury Gate in Merton Street and smashed their way in through a skylight. They removed three paintings from their frames and returned the way they came. The heist was carefully planned. The painting stolen, a landscape by Salvatore Rosa, Auntie Van Dyke's A Soldier on Horseback, and A Boy Drinking by Annibale Carracci, were on opposite sides of the room. In April last year, a 17th century painting by Rosa, A Rocky Coast, with soldiers studying a plan, was recovered. The Italian Baroque landscape was handed in to the authorities in Romania and recovered by officers from Thames Valley Police and Jacqueline Thalman, curator of Christchurch Picture Gallery. The force then released a fresh appeal for the other two paintings stolen in the same raid.